Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 19 live feed update for September 11th. Good morning. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I've brought one of my favorite guests. It's Jen. How you doing, Jen?
You know, I'm back up at school, trying really hard to get my GPA of dance. It's all going really well until I found out Paul's friendship was a lie.
Oh, no. So. Yes, we are live here on YouTube. It seems as though the page on Rafa's website is not, in fact, up at the moment. So if you want to join the chat room, you can go to chatwing.com/rob.sesternino if you want to join us there. I tweeted out the YouTube link, so you'll just have to watch straight from YouTube. Sorry for that, guys, but them's the breaks. Friendship is a lie. So we are here to talk to you about everything that happened on the feeds yesterday, and a bit of an eventful day here. We had Paul finally deciding to tell Alex that friendship is a lie and that he's going to stab her in the back and not use the power of veto to save her. So that was pretty sad for Alex.
I feel like it was Lane telling Brittany about the Brigade 2.0, but like the watered down version. Like, not as good, but still fun to watch.
Pretty much. So basically, Paul is he talked about like various things that he could tell her. We talked about all of those yesterday. Ultimately, he decided, all right, listen, Alex. Well, first of all, this is actually a great way that this conversation started. Alex came up to Paul and was like, so who are we taking to the final three with us? And Paul was like, about that.
Yeah, you like, won't be there.
Yeah. This is like somebody like offering a marriage proposal and then the other person being like, oh, yeah, about that. Actually, I've been seeing someone else.
Right.
So he's like, let's go and let's have a chat. So he tells her, look, if I use the veto on you, Christmas, Josh, and Kevin will all not vote for me. If I get to the final two, you already have Cody and Jason. That means I will definitely lose to you in the final two. I can't make the same mistake I did last year. I can't disappoint my fans. I have to do this. I'm so sorry, but I can't use the veto on you. I can't save you. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's no.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I mean, I don't know if you were Alex right now, right? Like I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but I can't have you on any more morning updates. It's just the fans will hate me. You know, it's just I'm sorry. My hand is forced. I'm so sorry.
I feel like Alex should understand since she's a super fan. She should get that, you know, it's a game. I don't know. Just Alex has been driving me absolutely insane for the past few weeks. But I just don't understand how she can think someone's catchphrase from their previous season somehow turns into like this law that he has to follow. And that, you know, Paul's friendship, his season was friendship. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, I get you had an alliance, like, that's fine. But you're down to final five. There's not much else that she can or that he can do for her necessarily. I don't know.
Yeah, it's I gotta say, like, this was a hard conversation to like, one of the stringent anti-Alexers, this is hard to watch. I'm always the person who's like watching a show or a movie where like the main character goes undercover, that's like when they finally reveal that they went on undercover, I'm like, no, that's so mean. So like, this was hard to watch, but then Alex, like, thankfully, lovably hateful Alex is like, you know, the one thing about this, Paul, that really gets me going is that Kevin's gonna go further than me. And I'm like, ah, that's
there, it is.
There we go. Don't have to feel bad anymore. Thank God. but yeah, she's just like, I can't believe this. Like, you know, I feel really hurt. I chose you over Jason. I put you first. I threw comps to you. I even threw this competition to you. I prayed that you'd win this one. I walked during the comics veto. I could have saved myself, but I wanted you to be safe too, Paul. I can't believe that you do this to me. I would never do this to you. And Paul's just like, I'm sorry.
My favorite part is at some point, I don't know if it was while she was still talking with Paul or later, but she's like, they're just mad because I'm better than them. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Like, what? Oh, I can't. Like, Christmas and Josh were mad that she's better than them. And that's why they're taking her out. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, I just, anytime somebody's mad at me, I just assume it's because I'm better than them.
Right. That's obviously, like, what are you going to do?
She says, oh man, you know, this is exactly what Cody said you would do. You know, I'm pretty sure they made some sort of bargain where Cody gets to like punch her in the face when she gets to jury. If this happens,
can we get that on video? Like, can the cameras be in there for that? Because I want to see that.
Man. Yeah. So, however, despite all of this, she says, you still got my vote.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me because, I mean, he bamboozled her all season, so might as well continue the bamboozle.
Always continue the bamboozle. Right. So Alex ends up leaving. She doesn't want a hug from Paul. She runs over to the bathroom, maybe to cry. Who knows? Paul leaves. He starts crying out in the kitchen area, and then heads upstairs, cries into Christmas's Santa arms. She's the comforting mother lover. And so, sorry, that was weird.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Paul is crying. He's like, he's upset about this. Meanwhile, Josh is like staring at him in Christmas, like, you, I know what you're up to.
I know what you're doing.
You took my mother lover away. I mean, at one point Josh, like gets in on the hug. Paul, but you know, I mean, especially after we watched last night's episode, we know exactly how Josh feels about Paul crying. Oh, yeah. So that was interesting. Paul ends up telling them, this is what I said. I said that I'd lose you guys' jury votes. And Josh is just like, you, Paul, that's not what I wanted. You're putting it on us again. Because Paul also told Alex that let me see what I can do. I'll talk to Christmas and Josh and I'll try to maybe get them to keep you. And so you guys have to firmly say no. And Josh is like, what? What are you? Why? Why do I have to be the bad guy again? What is with this? Josh is not happy.
No, not at all. And he's. He'll sit there, be mad, and then cry. And then it's just like a rinse repeat of Josh being mad.
Yeah.
Josh crying.
And then talking to the cameras, as he does. Right. So he talks to the cameras and says, you know what? You know what? Screw Paul. Screw it all. I'm going to keep Alex this week. I'm going to try to keep Alex this week. I'm going to make it a tie vote. I'm going to keep her. And I'm just going to be like, boom. What do you think about that, Paul? I don't even care what it does to my game. You're out of here. I'm going full Karen. I'm going full Karen. I'm right. Just, I'm going to blow up my own game. I'm going to go after you, Paul. Keep it, Alex.
For Alex, who he hadn't been working with the entire game, but hey, it's fine.
Yeah. So he it seems as though he legitimately is on board with this. He really wants to keep Alex. He feels like that's the only way that he can get any sort of traction. I mean, I think this is bad for his game. But you know, he's just throwing things at the wall at this point. And honestly, he's probably not even going to be able to do it. So meanwhile, Alex is saying friendship is a lie. This is Gumpy.
This is a coward move.
Yeah,
a coward. Just a lie. I can't believe it.
I love feisty Jen.
Alex brings it out. What can I say?
She brings it out in all of us.
Yep.
She's a real uniter.
Yeah. One thing we can all agree on is Alex.
Yes. She's like the aliens in Watchmen. All right. So Josh ends up trying to talk to Alex. And she's like, no, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. And again, like, this could be a conversation where Josh reveals all of the information,
right?
And if Josh reveals all of the information, they can plan together to make it a split vote, because all she needs to do is tell Paul that she wants him to vote for him. All Josh has to do is say, yeah, I'll take the heat, I'll evict Alex, and then all of a sudden they're both in the game. But of course Alex doesn't want to talk to Josh,
right? Because she's too big ego, whatever, just can't manage. Now he's getting me out, I can't talk to him. Like, no, screw my game, I'm just gonna roll over and die because Paul told me to, so that's what I'm gonna do.
Yes. So then of course Christmas and Paul are like, what are you doing, Josh? Why are you talking to Alex? What's happening here? Christmas in particular, I mean, we can go on and on about the various annoying things that Christmas said. Why are you jeopardizing our games? Who do you want me to leave? Josh, there are three options right now. You can have me leave, you can have Kevin leave, or you can have Alex leave. If you want to talk to Alex, just put me up on that block and send me home. Josh, can you, the ball's on you, talking to Alex.
Without permission, like, how dare you?
Yeah. Josh is just, Josh really fights back on this one, though. Normally he'll just like sit there and take it. This one, he's just like, what are you talking about? What do you want from me? Like, everyone has become Matt. Like, they're just like, he's incredulous all the time. Like, why? I can't talk to her. You are going to talk to her. Paul gets to talk to her. Why don't I get to talk to her? What's happening here?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's because he has emotional breakdowns and can't seem to stick with a decision. And then he'll be questioning himself the entire time.
Yes. So he does take this opportunity to suggest, all right, here, I'm sorry. Here's what I'll do to make it up to you. You wanted to do a split vote to keep the blood off your hands. Let's do a split vote. You can vote for Alex. I'll take the heat. I'll send her home. It'll be great. Don't worry about it. This smirk. Totally not because I plan on backstabbing you. It's just, it's an involuntary thing. I just got excited about sending Alex home. I know I'm going to cry about it later, but don't worry about it.
Still super, super on board.
Yes. Paul even says, can we rely on you to send her home? And, and Josh is like, yeah, cause I'm going to keep Alex here and go after you next week. That's my game.
I love it.
Yeah. It's you just put it right out there and they won't even believe it. Paul is like, you know what? All right. Well, I'm down for a split. He ends up going to Alex and saying, look, do you want me to vote for you? And we'll go for a split vote and like, maybe we can see what happens. And, again, keep in mind, if Alex says yes to this, she probably stays in the game this week. She has a very good chance at winning at least one of the two competitions next week, which means she'll be in the final three. She'll definitely make it to the final of the part three of the final three HOH competition, which means she has a 50-50 shot at potentially winning this game, especially now that she knows she shouldn't take Paul to the end, which means she can take somebody, a goat, like Christmas or Josh. And she could potentially win this game. I keep talking about scenarios where Alex can potentially win this game. Remember, all she has to do is say yes. Guess what she says?
No.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a split vote.
It's fine. It's fine. No big deal.
It's not going to matter anyway.
It's fine. I'll just go home.
it's only the difference between fifth and first. It's fine.
I saw someone on Twitter tweeting something about how, or if Alex was as mad at Paul as she was at Elena for taking $5,000 from her. But now Paul's taking $500,000 from her. I saw something among those lines on Twitter and it made me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's accurate and she's not doing anything about it. She's like, okay, I'll still vote for you. I'm going to leave now. I'll yep. switch Jerry Fi.
Well, the thing is, like, I think she's had this strategy all along, which is like, Paul's brand is friendship. And so if he ever screws me over, I'm just going to destroy him with his fans. And so what she's been saying is, she's been talking to the camera some more, and she's been saying, hey, Paul's fans, I've got some bad news for you. Paul's friendship is a lie. He's a coward. I mean, I know you're probably just as disappointed in him as I am. Let's go a little easy on it. He is a coward. He's a counterfeit. He obviously shouldn't be a fan of his anymore. I mean, his whole brand is ruined. I mean, how is he going to make money now? It's pretty unfortunate. It's pretty unfortunate that he did this to himself.
Because, I mean, his brand's friendship, not Dead School. I mean, apparently she missed that memo too, but...
Yeah.
But now she wants everyone to vote her America's favorite player because she's getting screwed.
Yeah.
She'll get like 7 votes, all from her family.
You have like this sweet snarkiness to you. I love it. So, she's like, oh man, well, at least now I can win America's favorite. Please vote for me. That's
gonna going
happen.
To die when it's probably just Cody and Kevin in the top three.
Yeah,
she's,
you know,
going to die.
People keep saying, like, you know, everyone's going to freak out when Cody wins America's favorite. I think they'll freak out even more if Kevin wins it.
I
like,
do too, because especially, none of them can stand him.
Especially Alex, right? Like,
yeah. Alex and Christmas, from what Christmas
right.
was saying about
Christmas
him yesterday.
Too. Yes. Nobody will remember Kevin. He's not memorable. Nobody will even care about Kevin after this season is over.
Team Kevin.
If you want to stick it to the house guest, give it to Kevin. If you want to stick it to production, give it to Cameron. AKA Malcolm, AKA I forget his name. If you want to stick it to Paul, give it to Cody. So there's your options. All right. So Alex also talks to Christmas and asks, hey, is this true? Would you not vote for Paul in the end if he used the veto? And Christmas is basically like, yeah, that's pretty much true.
Yeah.
Backing Paul up. Of course, if Alex asked Josh, you know, Josh would be like, actually, I'd extra vote for him. He's lying to you.
Right. And then after the conversation between Alex and Christmas, Christmas goes back to Josh. Josh, if she asked you the same thing, just say the same thing as me. Like, get behind Paul. And Josh is just like, no. In his head, not out loud, but I'm just like, Christmas, just no, just stop.
Yeah. So Alex and Paul end up talking again after the whole Josh thing. He's basically like, what did Josh talk to you about? She's like, I didn't want to talk to him. He's like, oh, good call. That's probably the smart thing. She says she'll campaign for him. Not only will she vote for him, she'll campaign for him in the jury. And she'll force Jason to vote for him. I imagine she'll do this with actual physical force.
Probably, like, there's no other way around it, because that's the only thing she knows is to punch people.
Yeah.
Well, she ever get in the storage room, just like, oh,
she's
calm down.
She's no Christmas who will rape your soul with words.
Not quite at that level. She has to rely on her physical capabilities of punching people. I don't know. She's not good at much else.
One punch, Alex.
Right.
All right. So, again, this is like Paul, like, legitimately talking through endgame strategy with the person he's about to evict. She's saying, like, maybe you should take Kevin. You could probably be Kevin, but maybe not. Maybe if the jury's bitter, they might vote for Kevin. So maybe you should go with Josh. You could probably easily beat Josh. Everyone, nobody respects Josh. He cries after every decision. That's probably the best move. And Paul's like, oh yeah, and the whole point that they bring in Dr. Will is to eliminate all bitterness. Where's Paul from Big Brother 18, who's like, oh, they're so bitter, I lost because of a bitter jury.
Right, like, because that worked out so well in the past, apparently, according to him.
Yeah.
After he lost.
Right. I mean, like, Dr. Will was shutting down Big Meech, who was the bitterest of the jury jurors, who was bitter against Nicole.
Right.
Didn't really work out there.
My favorite part of that whole conversation is Alex brought up, like, oh, Jason might think Paul controlled Christmas and Josh till the end. And that was his plan. And Paul's like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
No. And I'm just like, oh, God, when she finds out. I hope there's a camera on her face. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
She's basically like spelling out, like, oh man, you know, Cody said this was going to happen. Jason, like, he's totally going to think this, that like you've been playing us all along and that you control Christmas and Josh. And Paul's just like, oh wow. Yeah. That's whoa, what a crazy thought. It's like, own it, dude.
Right.
You've already, like, the biggest thing, like the biggest thing that Alex is going to be upset about is the fact that you're taking her out of the game. You've already gotten that out of the way. Why not just own up to the rest of it? Why?
Because he's Paul and he doesn't understand the correct way of jury management, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
So. I don't know.
Paul is getting in some, he's trying to arm Alex with some information about Josh to take to the jury house to ensure that he will beat Josh, telling her, Josh never knew what to do in any of his HOHs. We had to tell him what to do. And this is right after he was like, I don't control Christmas and Josh.
Right.
He's like, yeah, we had to tell Josh what to do.
I don't, but I do.
Yep. Nikki in the chat says, I wonder what Paul's final two speech will be, if he will own up to anything. We've talked about this before. Jen, what do you think? Do you think Paul is going to, like, keep down, like, he's just going to pretend that he didn't have an alliance with Josh and Christmas, even though obviously Josh plans on blowing that up?
I hope he says something, because I feel that it could definitely benefit the way the jury sees him. But I don't know if he will or not, because I don't know if he's going to try to maintain the friendship with them or just actually go after it and own up. I hope he owns up. I really do.
Well, I think he legitimately will plan on, unless something else goes wrong and things get exposed, I think he will plan on going into that final two saying, I'm all about friendship. I had to turn on people. I'm sorry. But I think he's going to play dumb. I think he's going to, like, pretend that he wasn't playing all sides. And then obviously the jury knows that he was. So the second they start questioning him, he has to Josh plans on outing him. Right. Mm-hmm. And so and Paul plans on taking Josh, and Paul doesn't get there unless he wins and takes Josh. So he basically can only be there with Josh unless something goes wrong at Final Four and Kevin takes Josh out. So he's almost assuredly going to be up against Josh. And Josh plans on outing the alliance, I imagine, in his opening speech. So Paul will go there with a game plan. Josh is immediately going to be like, I've been working with Paul and Christmas all season long. And what does Paul do there? Does he continue to deny it? Does he try to make Josh out to be a liar? Because I could see that, like, jury votes don't change. But if Paul very unsuccessfully tries to make Josh look like a liar and the whole jury can see what's happening and he fails, I could see them all flipping their votes in that moment and just being like, what are you doing, Paul? You can't own up to your game and now Josh is out talking you? Like, get out of here. We'll give it to Josh.
Right. Yeah. I could definitely see that happening. And I hope he owns it, but I just don't know.
You'd hope so. I mean, yeah. Once the cat is out of the bag, you gotta
roll with it. Right. Yeah.
And it's especially, like, because it's not like, oh, the cat is out of the bag, I, like, murdered all of your families. Like,
right.
It's, oh,
I
the cat's out of the bag. I played slightly harder than you thought.
Right.
Or that I thought you thought. Like,
right, exactly.
It's very, very, very silly.
I agree.
So, you know, hopefully he smartens up. But yes, it seems as though for sure he plans on taking Josh to the end, which means he has no plans of taking Josh out at the final four, which means he very, very much intends to take, I imagine, Kevin out at the final four, which, again, I feel like is a huge mistake. For as many potential, like, bitter jury votes that Kevin might receive in the final two, I think Paul still probably beats him. And Kevin will take Paul to the final two.
Right.
Christmas will take Paul to the final two. Raven would have taken Paul to the final two. Alex would have taken Paul to the final two. Josh is the only one of, like, the final six that wouldn't have, that won't take Paul to the final two. And he is the one that Paul says he needs to be in the final three. And I just, he's setting himself up to be Vanessa'd so hard.
Yes. Yep. I was thinking that exact same thing. And it's going to be tragic.
And, like, Vanessa had no, like, she didn't have much better options, right? Like, she basically, like, she had to take somebody. Really, there wasn't really many people that would have taken her. She managed to grab Liz, and that was good. Liz would have taken her. And then Steve managed to be the person that convinced her more than anyone else that he was the second best option, that, like, he would take her as well. And of course, he was tricking her, and he ends up, you know, winning the game. Paul is in the complete opposite situation. All but one person will take him, and he's like, all right, I'll choose one from the four that will take me, and then I need the one that won't. And he even recognizes that it's a chance competition. And again, we talked about this last night, but it's like, I think that he feels like, even though Josh may not take him, he needs Josh in the final two. He can't lose that jury vote again. I mean, I've talked about this before, but, like, I think the two worst places to go out in Big Brother are first one out and second place, because losing a jury vote is so gut-wrenching. Like, you came so close, and then you find out that everybody that you played with, they just don't like you, and they don't want to give you the money. And there was, like, from your perspective, basically, there's nothing else that you could have done, because your personality was to do what you did, and they just don't like your personality.
Right, it wasn't good enough to give you the money.
Exactly. So you need to be somebody else. If you play again, you just need to be somebody better. And that's a hard pill to swallow.
Right.
I talked to Aubrey about this on Survivor. It's just like, that's such a tough thing to deal with. And obviously Paul has been somewhat traumatized by it, and he just, like, wants to by, like, he I just, I it's fine, you know. I think he would honestly rather lose at final three than come runner up again and lose a jury vote.
I agree. I don't think he'll be able to take it if he makes it there and loses again.
Yeah,
which might happen.
It could.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities here moving forward. You know, people have talked about Kevin, who would absolutely take Josh out if he wins the final four veto. He's been throwing a lot of competitions. He could have potentially won that comic HOH. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that Kevin might win maybe even the HOH, which would leave Paul vulnerable. But also could win that veto and then send Josh out, which I think would be inadvertently great for Paul's game.
Yeah, I was going to say that would probably be Paul's best option, but he won't do that. He'll take out Kevin, which is stupid, but...
Well, but do we feel like Kevin has a chance here to win the game? Because obviously if Kevin ends up winning one, all he needs to do is win one of these competitions, and then he's in the final three. And if he's in the final three, especially if he manages to take Josh out, maybe Kevin is seen as the second best alternative to take down to the final two. And, you know, then he gets there with potentially Paul. And then maybe even if Kevin wins and smartens up and takes Christmas, I think he has even an even better shot. With Kevin in the final two, do we think he has a chance? I mean, obviously he had a decent relationship with Cody. He had a decent relationship with like a lot of the people that went out because he was one of the people that talked to them on their way out. But it's hard to picture like Alpha Cody, voting for the guy that like barely won any competitions and threw all the competitions for the other guy. I really do think that Paul would beat Kevin. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Kevin wins.
No, I think Kevin would at least get a few votes thrown his way. If like one or two people were bitter, they really had a stronger bond with Kevin over Paul. But I do think that if Kevin stepped up and started winning a few things or took out Josh, like you said, or anything like that, he could potentially get more votes. And I definitely think if it was Kevin against Christmas, Kevin would have a pretty solid chance. Because I feel like a lot of people don't really like Christmas that much, or they were kind of annoyed with her and her being condescending and assertive and all that good stuff. So I feel like Kevin could potentially have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people have talked about Christmas has been carried, and she said she didn't want to be carried, but she hasn't won any competitions that weren't thrown to her. So, take Christmas and subtract her like mean blow-ups. Right. And you've got like a pretty good player,
right.
even with how like absurdly and grossly loyal she is, she's still a pretty good player. And like the fact that loyalty will get her close to the end enough so that she could possibly be taken to the final two or maybe win that competition and take somebody else to the final two without the blowups, without the meanness. She's a very good alternative for a bitter jury. But she's just so mean for no reason.
Right.
And that's just completely destroys her game.
Yes, 100%. I feel like regardless of who Christmas is up against, she has slim to no chance just because of how she's treated everyone who's stepped foot out of that house.
Yeah. That's basically how we end the day. Alex is sad that friendship is over. I liked that she was like, even in dissing Paul, she was using Paul's language.
Right.
Like, friendship is over. Gumpy. It's a lie. Pissed.
She just too much bamboozled. She just can't stop. She just keeps saying his catchphrases and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's Scott in the chat asks, what happens today in the house? Is the veto going to not be used? That is, that's correct. We will have the veto ceremony. Paul will not use it. And then we'll see what happens from there. Maybe Alex changes her mind. Maybe she ends up saying, you know what? Let's do the split vote.
Yeah.
And then we could see Josh keep her, and then we could see all sorts of crazy stuff happen. Or we could honestly, even if Alex doesn't change her mind, if Josh, who has, and I think I've undersold how much Josh is pushing this split vote thing. Mm-hmm. He pushed it like, here's what I'll do to make it up for you that I talked to Alex. We can do a split vote. Paul went to Alex. He asked her. She said no. Paul went back to Josh. He said, Alex doesn't want to. And Josh was like, yeah, but we should still do it. Let's do it. There were like three separate times that Josh was really pushing hard. We should do the split vote. He really wants to screw Paul's plans up. So if Josh feels like Paul won't do this unless Alex lets him, like tells him to do it, we may see Josh go to Alex and say, Alex, just I there's a lot I want to tell you, but just like do the split vote because don't tell Paul, but I'll keep you. If you do the split vote, I'll keep you. And then maybe Alex will be not quite so dumb that she will then tell Paul and ruin everything.
But she probably still will. So. Yeah.
But at least then we'll get to rant about her more.
Exactly.
It happens. It's like Alex couldn't just like quietly go out into that good night. She had to do one more incredibly dumb thing on her way out.
Right. She just had to do it.
All right. Well, that is our Big Brother 19 live feed update for today. Unless Jen, you have anything else that you want to bring up?
No, not really.
All right. So we will be live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to talk about the live feeds for the LFC Roundtable podcast. Lots of interesting stuff to do there. We're going to do our stock watch for Brent's going to yell about things, and Melissa's going to be frustrated. So it'll be fun. And then tomorrow we will be back for another live feed update at 10 a.m. Eastern. And of course, my interview on The Taran Show with Netta Kalantar will be released tonight, early tomorrow morning. Very, very interesting stuff there. You know, talk about somebody else who came very close to a win and then didn't. So make sure you check that one out. And then, of course, we'll be back on Wednesday night to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother 19. So it's going to be a surprise eviction.
Woo.
That's fun. And of course, check out the American Ninja Warrior coverage that we've been doing. The Vegas finals have started. We were in Vegas. So you can watch us on your TV. That's going to be tonight. Yeah. I'll probably be on your TV again. So check me out. And then of course, we talked to Alyssa Beard and James McGrath, the power couple of American Ninja Warrior. She became the second woman ever to complete stage one in Vegas. And thank you, Nikki. The interview is great. And so we also recorded some stuff about, you know, the rest of the night, the episode that will be airing tonight, and then, all of the whole Vegas experience. So we've got interviews from Alyssa, James, John, and John, the Giant Jr., and, Megan Martin. So I'm going to be splicing those all in as we move forward with our coverage. So there's going to be lots of fun stuff to check out with American Ninja Warrior. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.